This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
One. Did you see the Eurovision Song Contest on TV last night? Two. I like your trainers. Where did you buy them? 3. Sorry, I can't meet you for lunch today. 4. Do you fancy going swimming with me at the weekend? 5. If I cook dinner, will you do the washing up? 6. Excuse me, how do I get to the train station? 7. Sorry, but I'm working at the weekend. 8. Have you ever eaten Greek tapas? 9. I'm really trying hard to save up for a holiday to Mexico. 10. If I could afford it, I'd buy a scooter.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Did you see the Eurovision Song Contest on TV last night? 2. I like your trainers. Where did you buy them? 3. Sorry, I can't meet you for lunch today. 4. Do you fancy going swimming with me at the weekend? 5. If I cook dinner, Will you do the washing up? 6. Excuse me, how do I get to the train station? 7. Sorry, but I'm working at the weekend. 8. Have you ever eaten Greek tapas? 9. I'm really trying hard to save up for a holiday to Mexico. 10. If I could afford it, I'd buy a scooter.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I've just been shopping for a new suit. I applied for a job as a computer programmer a couple of weeks ago, and I've been invited to attend an interview tomorrow, so I needed some new clothes to wear.
A job interview? That's great news. Congratulations. Where is it?
In London. I'm really pleased because the pay is good and I've always wanted to work in a big city. I'm nervous, but I hope I get the job. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm still studying at university. I finished my studies this summer and then I'm planning to travel around Europe just to have a break before starting work. By the way, did you see the Eurovision Song Contest last night?
Yes, wasn't it exciting? I really love the UK song Spaceman. Sam Ryder has such an amazing voice. It was such a shame he came second. Ukraine won, although they were very good too.
I know. Did you know that Sam Ryder wrote the song himself, and he's also famous on TikTok for singing songs by famous artists? Alicia Keys and Justin Bieber encourage him, saying he does a great job singing their songs on social media. He had 12 million followers on TikTok before he sang in the Eurovision Song Contest. He's probably got more now.
I think he'll become really famous. What did you think of Ukraine's winning song, Stefania?
It was good, but it was a rap song, and I'm not keen on rap. It's quite catchy, though.
I wish I could sing. I mean, I've sung in the school choir and enjoyed that, but wouldn't it be great to perform to thousands of people and represent your country at the same time?
It would, but I couldn't do it. I'd be too nervous.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I've just been shopping for a new suit. I applied for a job as a computer programmer a couple of weeks ago, and I've been invited to attend an interview tomorrow, so I needed some new clothes to wear.
A job interview? That's great news. Congratulations. Where is it?
In London. I'm really pleased because the pay is good and I've always wanted to work in a big city. I'm nervous, but I hope I get the job. Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm still studying at university. I finished my studies this summer and then I'm planning to travel around Europe just to have a break before starting work. By the way, did you see the Eurovision Song Contest last night?
Yes, wasn't it exciting? I really love the UK song Spaceman. Sam Ryder has such an amazing voice. It was such a shame he came second. Ukraine won, although they were very good too.
I know. Did you know that Sam Ryder wrote the song himself, and he's also famous on TikTok for singing songs by famous artists? Alicia Keys and Justin Bieber encourage him, saying he does a great job singing their songs on social media. He had 12 million followers on TikTok before he sang in the Eurovision Song Contest. He's probably got more now.
I think he'll become really famous. What did you think of Ukraine's winning song, Stefania?
It was good, but it was a rap song, and I'm not keen on rap. It's quite catchy, though.
I wish I could sing. I mean, I've sung in the school choir and enjoyed that, but wouldn't it be great to perform to thousands of people and represent your country at the same time?
It would, but I couldn't do it. I'd be too nervous.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hey, Joe. Come in.
Hi, Sam. Sorry I'm late. Wow, is this your new house? It's lovely.
Oh, thanks. I'll show you around later. What would you like to drink?
Coffee, please. So, Sam, how long have you lived here?
A month. It's so peaceful here and the neighbours are lovely. I thought we could go to the beach later and have lunch in the beachside cafe.
Do we have to drive? Is the beach far from here?
No, it's just a 15-minute walk. Where are your suitcases?
In the car. I'll bring them in after I've had a drink. I'm so thirsty. I've been driving for 3 hours on the motorway. I can't wait to see the beach. So, what made you move here?
Oh, Joe, I got fed up of city life and wanted to escape the rat race and find a more peaceful way of living. I'd visited this area before on holiday and fell in love with it, so decided to see if I could buy a property here. And, as luck would have it, I found this house up for sale. It was within my budget, so I put in an offer, and before I knew what was happening, I'd moved in.
Gosh, Sam, you're so brave leaving the city. I've always wanted to live in the countryside and have ducks, chickens and goats. I'd like to grow my own vegetables and become self-sufficient. You could do that.
No, I enjoy cycling and going for walks along the beach and drawing landscapes.
You always were a good artist, Sam. Have you done much painting since you moved in?
Not much. I'm planning to turn my loft into an art studio. I hope you like your bedroom. It's got a sea view.
It sounds lovely. Thanks for asking me to come and stay for a few days. I'm really looking forward to it.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, Joe. Come in.
Hi, Sam. Sorry I'm late. Wow, is this your new house? It's lovely.
Oh, thanks. I'll show you around later. What would you like to drink?
Coffee, please. So, Sam, how long have you lived here?
A month. It's so peaceful here and the neighbours are lovely. I thought we could go to the beach later and have lunch in the beachside cafe.
Do we have to drive? Is the beach far from here?
No, it's just a 15-minute walk. Where are your suitcases?
In the car. I'll bring them in after I've had a drink. I'm so thirsty. I've been driving for 3 hours on the motorway. I can't wait to see the beach. So, what made you move here?
Oh, Joe, I got fed up of city life and wanted to escape the rat race and find a more peaceful way of living. I'd visited this area before on holiday and fell in love with it, so decided to see if I could buy a property here. And, as luck would have it, I found this house up for sale. It was within my budget, so I put in an offer, and before I knew what was happening, I'd moved in.
Gosh, Sam, you're so brave leaving the city. I've always wanted to live in the countryside and have ducks, chickens and goats. I'd like to grow my own vegetables and become self-sufficient. You could do that.
No, I enjoy cycling and going for walks along the beach and drawing landscapes.
You always were a good artist, Sam. Have you done much painting since you moved in?
Not much. I'm planning to turn my loft into an art studio. I hope you like your bedroom. It's got a sea view.
It sounds lovely. Thanks for asking me to come and stay for a few days. I'm really looking forward to it.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Fast food restaurants are everywhere nowadays, but do they do our health any good?
You can buy some quite healthy food from fast food restaurants. It depends what you order.
Really? What kind of food would you consider healthy to buy from fast food restaurants?
Fish, boiled rice, vegetable curries, and even pita bread with salad and chicken kebab is healthy.
But what about fried food like fish and chips? Surely that isn't healthy. A lot of restaurants sell fried food.
I agree. Chips are unhealthy if you eat a lot of them. However, most restaurants use rapeseed oil, which is proven to be low in harmful fats and is one of the healthiest oils on the market. Of course, we should limit the amount of fried food we eat, but I don't believe we can only blame fast food restaurants for serving unhealthy food. I mean, a lot of people fry food at home and buy less healthy ready meals from supermarkets, which contain a lot of sugar and salt.
I suppose fast food restaurants offer us convenience, don't they? People work long hours nowadays, so buying a takeaway is a fast and easy way of obtaining a meal.
Yes, but we have to be responsible and think about what we are buying and how often. I think it's such a shame that there aren't enough vegetarian options. I've always thought that it would be great to have a fast food restaurant serving freshly made salads with tofu, cheese, or even fish dishes for pescatarians.
Pescatarians? You mean people who don't eat meat but eat fish?
Yes. When I was a child, we used to go to the local market and buy seafood, such as mussels, crab and whelks in bags, with small freshly baked potatoes. I suppose that was fast food, but it was a lot healthier than the kebabs and burgers we buy today.
Thank you.
Now listen to the debate again.
Fast food restaurants are everywhere nowadays, but do they do our health any good?
You can buy some quite healthy food from fast food restaurants. It depends what you order.
Really? What kind of food would you consider healthy to buy from fast food restaurants?
Fish, boiled rice, vegetable curries, and even pita bread with salad and chicken kebab is healthy.
But what about fried food like fish and chips? Surely that isn't healthy. A lot of restaurants sell fried food.
I agree. Chips are unhealthy if you eat a lot of them. However, most restaurants use rapeseed oil, which is proven to be low in harmful fats and is one of the healthiest oils on the market. Of course, we should limit the amount of fried food we eat, but I don't believe we can only blame fast food restaurants for serving unhealthy food. I mean, a lot of people fry food at home and buy less healthy ready meals from supermarkets, which contain a lot of sugar and salt.
I suppose fast food restaurants offer us convenience, don't they? People work long hours nowadays, so buying a takeaway is a fast and easy way of obtaining a meal.
Yes, but we have to be responsible and think about what we are buying and how often. I think it's such a shame that there aren't enough vegetarian options. I've always thought that it would be great to have a fast food restaurant serving freshly made salads with tofu, cheese, or even fish dishes for pescatarians.
Pescatarians? You mean people who don't eat meat but eat fish?
Yes. When I was a child, we used to go to the local market and buy seafood, such as mussels, crab, and whelks in bags, with small freshly baked potatoes. I suppose that was fast food, but it was a lot healthier than the kebabs and burgers we buy today.
Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we're discussing whether we should be learning other languages. Is this the right thing to do?
Absolutely. It is vital that everyone speaks at least one other language because we live in such a diverse community. We should be able to share cultures, food, and languages.
How do we choose which language to learn? There are so many of them.
Well, English is the most common language people communicate in across the world. Second is French, then Spanish. Spanish is the official language of 20 countries across the globe, and 29 countries speak French.
Really? I know German has the largest economy in Europe, so wouldn't it be useful to speak German for international business?
Yes. However, you could argue that Mandarin is a highly sought-after language in business too. It's the second most used language online, but it has a reputation for being difficult to learn. However, in terms of grammar, Mandarin is actually not that different from English.
An overlooked language is deaf sign language. Perhaps we should consider this important too. After all, by not learning it, we are excluding a large number of people.
I agree, and there are courses out there for people to learn it. Your choice of language is down to whether you want to use it for business, leisure, or just down to interacting with the community you live in.
I've tried learning French, German and Italian, and I just get confused between all three. I start speaking French and end up speaking Italian. I'm not fluent in any of them.
Languages are easier to learn when you're younger. As you get older, our brain finds it difficult to cope with change, languages being one of them.
Right, so a younger brain adapts better to language changes. Thank you.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Today, we're discussing whether we should be learning other languages. Is this the right thing to do?
Absolutely. It is vital that everyone speaks at least one other language because we live in such a diverse community. We should be able to share cultures, food, and languages.
How do we choose which language to learn? There are so many of them.
Well, English is the most common language people communicate in across the world. Second is French, then Spanish. Spanish is the official language of 20 countries across the globe, and 29 countries speak French.
Really? I know German has the largest economy in Europe, so wouldn't it be useful to speak German for international business?
Yes. However, you could argue that Mandarin is a highly sought-after language in business too. It's the second most used language online, but it has a reputation for being difficult to learn. However, in terms of grammar, Mandarin is actually not that different from English.
An overlooked language is deaf sign language. Perhaps we should consider this important too. After all, by not learning it, we are excluding a large number of people.
I agree, and there are courses out there for people to learn it. Your choice of language is down to whether you want to use it for business, leisure, or just down to interacting with the community you live in.
I've tried learning French, German, and Italian, and I just get confused between all three. I start speaking French and end up speaking Italian. I'm not fluent in any of them.
Languages are easier to learn when you're younger. As you get older, our brain finds it difficult to cope with change, languages being one of them.
Right, so a younger brain adapts better to language changes. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.